our gospel for today must be the shortest in the lectionary. It only had 2 verses long. But listening attentively to the message, the impact will be tremendous. If you read all the 4 Gospels, only St. Luke offers the balance between male and female disciples. He took a note of anything about women's discipleship. On this particular gospel and particular occasion, the brief exchange between Jesus and a nameless woman is reported only by St. Luke, wherein the woman was so overwhelmed by Jesus that she spontaneously burst out with a word of praise for Jesus' mother, whom she declared as highly blessed for being the mother of such a son. The woman's remarks pictured about the love, care, concern, and life of Mary. The kindness and goodness of Mary reflected in the kindness and goodness of Jesus. Jesus Christ regarded Mary, his mother, with high esteem, but he transformed that woman's word of praise to a wider group. He said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it." The Blessed Mother belongs to that wider group. She heard the word of God with love and enthusiasm, kept it and lived it. He professed that when Angel Gabriel visited her and answered the invitation to be the mother of God, "Let it be done to me according to your word," she gave herself to God by doing God's word throughout her entire life. To my brothers and sisters, if like Mary, we dedicate ourselves to hearing and doing God's word, we will be blessed just as she is. So let us always listen and do God's word today and every day.